So the big question is this: how do everyday investors raise an unlimited amount of capital? How do you buy multifamily properties using other people's money? How do you raise a multifamily fund and deploy capital in a meaningful way? That is the big question. And this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Roger Jones, and welcome to Multifamily Fund Secrets. Welcome back to another episode of Multifamily Fund Secrets. Today, we're talking about testing your investment thesis. But before we do that, let's hear the disclaimer. Disclaimer: everything you hear on this episode or everything you hear on this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult with your financial advisor, your securities advisor, and or your CPA before making any investment decisions. Everything you hear, make sure you check and verify with those professionals before you take any of the information used in this podcast and use it in your business. This is not an offer to buy securities. This is not an offer to sell securities. There is no offer or recommendation being made on this podcast. Investing is risky and you can lose all of your money. All right. So now that the disclaimer is out of the way, let's dive into testing your investment thesis. So testing your investment thesis is a step that many sponsors and new fund managers skip over. Most new fund managers want to go and jump straight into looking for deals before they have ever tested their investment thesis. So when you test your investment thesis, you get feedback from the marketplace, aka investors, who say, yes, this sounds like something I want to invest in, or no, this sounds like something that doesn't make sense to me. I'll call this going out to secure your money first before securing the deal. This is counterintuitive to what most industry experts teach and say. Most industry experts teach and say, go out and find the deal first and the money will appear. And I used to believe that too, but it wasn't until I learned something new and then I was like, okay, this is a better way of doing it. So let's think about it like this. Most people spend years doing deals, spend years not doing a deal because they don't know how to execute on the transaction, or they don't know where their money is coming from. But let me ask you this. If you knew where your money was coming from, wouldn't that give you more confidence to pull the trigger on a deal? You're thinking. So if you answer yes, stick around. But if you answer no, that's okay. I still want you to stick around. So we see why the investment thesis is important. Now you're probably asking, how do we test it? So I see why the investment thesis is important. I see why testing your investment thesis is important. But how do we actually test it? So to test your investment thesis, you create one document. And this document is called a pitch deck. So if you don't know what a pitch deck is basically a business plan that lays out what you plan to do, how you plan to do it, why you plan to do it, and how everyone will benefit from it. So your pitch deck needs to be able to answer these five main questions for investors to invest in your deal. The first question is this: when I invest money into this deal, where does my money go? The second thing they want to know is, how long will my money be tied up? Third thing is, when will I get it back? Fourth thing is, how would I get it back? And the last question is, how much will it come back with? So investors want to know, where does my money go? How long will my money be tied up? When will I get my money back? How will I get my money back? And how much will come back with the money that I invested? So if your pitch deck doesn't answer those five questions, most investors are going to say no. So at this point, you're probably thinking, okay, I understand why it's important to test my investment thesis. I understand, how to test my investment thesis. But how do I test my investment thesis and build a pitch deck if I don't have a deal? That is a great question. So in order to test your investment thesis, and you have to create a pitch deck, we know that. But in order to create a pitch deck, you have to have a deal. And this is where most people go out and find a real deal and then try to raise money for that real deal after they've found it. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out into the marketplace and find a deal that looks exactly like the deal that you're going to purchase according to your investment thesis. You then take this deal, you create your pitch deck around this deal, and you make it look as if you're really purchasing this deal, as if you're going to go through the entire process and invest investors' funds into this deal. So once you do that, you then determine what type of investor you're going to target, and then you go out and start pitching investors. So when you're out there pitching and you're talking to investors, you're saying this. You're looking for answers to the questions of, do you want to invest in a deal like this? Or, you know, do you not want to invest in a deal like this? And so if investors love the deal and they want to invest, great. Go out and find the real deal and put it right back in front of investors, and they will invest in a deal that looks like the deal that you're already going out to find. It looks like a deal that matches your investment thesis. So go out and put the real deal together. Now, if investors come back and say, no, I don't understand this deal. I don't understand what you're trying to do, and I don't want to invest in this deal, then it's time for you to go back to the drawing board. So don't go back to the drawing board if, you know, one or two people said no, and then you got 15 people that said yes. You need to go back to the drawing board when you have zero people say yes and 15 or 100 people say, no, I don't want to invest in this deal. Go back to the drawing board, tweak the deal, figure out how to make it investable, figure out how to, you know, make your investment thesis better. And then once you do that, you come back out, you create another pitch deck, and you go out and pitch investors on your new investment thesis. And then if investors invest in this thesis, then you go out and find the real thing. And if they don't invest in this thesis or they don't like this thesis, then you keep tweaking until you find the right mesh, the right match, the right thing to say, the right investment thesis for the investors you're targeting. So that is all I have for this episode. Don't forget to like, share, and leave a review. And I'll see you on the next one.